The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Mark Lloyd, your National Financial Symphony Maestro. And of course, if you live here in the Atlanta area, and you do, or you probably wouldn't be listening today, you know that Mark Lloyd is your local Financial Symphony Maestro. And Mark Lloyd is the founder and the principal at the Lloyd Group in Atlanta. Convenient locations all over the place. Number to call, 800-749-4288. That will put you in touch with the go-to guy when it comes to money. 800-749-4288. Mark, glad to be with you on the show again today.
I am as well. And, you know, I'm really happy when we get a chance to meet you, as you have been calling in and asking for appointments with us and having these complimentary analysis performed. I love meeting you. When he had a couple came in, he travels every Sunday. And in his job, so he's going down the road on Sundays and he's listening to us, Ron, and he says, you know, I've really been enjoying the show. I've been listening to you now for several years, and just glad to finally get a chance to meet you. And then I met his wife and everything. I'm like, this is just this is why we do what we do. I love helping people, and I love knowing that people are listening to us each and every week, whether it be on our, and you know, many times that we're on here on the radio station, or when we do the stock report every morning and every night at the closing bell and the opening bell. That's us doing the stock report for you, trying to give you all that little bit of information each and every day. So thank you all for listening.
Well, Mark, I know you and I are two lucky guys, because I know you well enough to know that you're doing exactly what you were put here on this earth to do, and that is help people with their money, their planning, their retirement. And I'm doing what I like to do too, because I love being on the radio and doing this job. But if there's one job that I thought at some points in the past, I thought I wouldn't mind being a game show host.
So, oh yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, Don Henley had
especially if you're a Richard Dawson doing the Family Feud.
Oh yeah, Don Henley had a song, I believe it was, they all look like game show hosts to me, or was that Joe Walsh?
Yeah.
One of them. Anyway, you know, The Price is Right is a game show that a lot of people would say it's their favorite. Drew Carey on it now, used to be
Bob Barker.
Yeah. And by the way, did you see him in the movie Happy Gilmore, where he beat up Adam Sandler? That was hilarious.
Yep, that was hilarious.
But many folks do have a favorite game show that they enjoy. Unfortunately, some people have turned their retirement planning into kind of a game show, and that's not a good thing. But The Price is Right, very famous show, one of the best ever on TV, longevity. Speaking of longevity, I mean, it's been around for forever, and it stood the test of time. How can you relate that to someone trying to do their retirement planning and do it right?
Well, you know, a lot of times retirement planning is turning into a game show unintentionally. Mm-hmm. And that's a prime example right there, because if The Price is Right, that's normally someone trading stocks. That's in the world of stock trading. A lot of emphasis is placed on buying stocks when the price is right. Don't buy when you have an overinflated market. It's overvalued. You know, the market's at an all-time high, not the time to buy. How does the market know it's at an all-time high?
It doesn't.
I mean, you know, you would have thought that, you know, if you listen to those prognosticators and those gurus, you should don't be in the stock market. We're getting ready to have an election. If Trump gets elected, it's going to crash. It's going to be bad. It's going to be worse than 2008. Were they wrong or what?
Yes.
You can't trust the gurus and the prognosticators. So you have to have a plan in place that says, I got to be in it to win it. And you got to have a plan in place that says the market doesn't know when it's at an all-time high. It's just going to keep going. And as long as the companies are making money, people are going to buy their stocks. As long as the economy is moving forward, people are going to invest more. As long as we're making higher salaries, we're going to have more money to invest and save. It's not rocket science, people. It's economics. And when Bill Clinton said one day, it's all about the economy, he was right. It is all about the economy. So on The Price is Right, when your stockbroker, if you've ever heard comments from your stockbroker saying, that's a good sign that, you know, you need to run at that point. Now, if you've heard comments from a financial advisor that says, you know, stuff like, you know, you've got to be diversified, you got to stay in the market, you've got to make sure that you have a balancing strategy happening. That's what you need to hear, because you've got to stay in it to win it. And it's not about picking the right stocks. It's, folks, it's really about owning all stocks. It's about owning all kinds of investments, not putting all of your eggs in one basket, but having many different baskets of many different kinds of strategies, some that have no risk, zero risk. And there's plans out there, programs out there right now that you can have zero risk, but you can catch the upside of the market. There's some plans out there where you've got a little bit of risk, just a little bit. But if you ever need to get to that money, it's accessible 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. You can get to it if you needed it. Then you got to have some money maybe for your situation that, you know, that's going to be invested more long term, so that you never have to have the fear of running out of money. So there's got to be different strategies going on with your portfolio to really have a prudent retirement plan. And stock picking just because the price is right is not necessarily the way to go.
So there you go, folks. I knew we could learn something from The Price is Right. I knew that Mark Lloyd could put it all together. Here's another game show for you, Mark. And I know you're a fan of Jeff Foxworthy, funny guy. Are you smarter?
Local boy, yeah, right here from Marietta.
Exactly. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've made this statement many a time. You know, my kids say that my writing is worse than a fifth grader. And, you know, we tried to explain the markets, and we tried to explain strategies and plans where a fifth grader can understand it. My whole team has. We don't overcomplicate this. We keep it very simple. So if you've been listening, you're like, I'm too overwhelmed. I just don't understand. I'm too nervous. I'm scared to call because I don't know how to answer the questions. I don't know how to have this conversation. I literally know nothing about what's going on with my investments. You're the perfect person for us to help, because we're not going to overwhelm you. We're not going to, you know, make you scared. We're going to make you comfortable. And we already know how to talk to you where you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to understand. Financial planner doesn't have to be that hard. In many cases, it seems that advisors make it too difficult. They talk what I call finance speak, and you don't understand it. It goes over your head, and you're sitting there thinking, I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to trust him. I hope he's telling me the truth. I hope it's right. But you don't know. Wouldn't you rather know and have that certainty and really know for sure that what you're being told, you understood it? You know, here's a good rule of thumb. If you can't explain your retirement plan to a fifth grader yourself, then it's either too complicated to begin with, or it just hasn't been explained to you well enough. Someone hasn't taken the time to really sit down, slow down, and explain it.
Well, I know that's what you do, Mark. You break it all down so even I can understand it, and that's an admirable quality to have. I know it's all about educating folks. And if you would like to get in touch with Mark Lloyd to come into the Lloyd Group and have a conversation about your situation and have it, you know, in just conversational style, and nobody's going to talk over your head, just call this number, 800-749-4288, 800-749-4288. Come in for a visit and get acquainted at the Lloyd Group, 800-749-4288. We're talking about game shows and what we can learn about game shows on TV and apply that to your finances. Got just a couple more here, Mark. First of all, who wants to be a millionaire? What can we learn from that concept?
That was Regis Philbin's show.
Yeah, right.
And he had his own ties. You remember his role, you know, his ties? They were very popular at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Where they were kind of like a solid color, and it matched his shirt or matched his jacket. I remember all that stuff. I'm not trying to be metrosexual here.
I remember his
ties. Well, see, when it comes to who wants to be a millionaire, way too often it seems that people get too stuck on just, you know, I gotta have $1 million. I gotta have $2 million. It's a figure in their head. It's an account balance. But it doesn't necessarily need to be that. You know, it's completely meaningless how much you have as far as a balance goes. What it really means is you've gotta have enough income. And see, here's the problem. If you're focusing on just a dollar amount, And you may think that you're never going to be able to retire because you can't get to that dollar amount. Mm-hmm. But if you knew that you could take the dollars that you have and leverage it and get enough cash flow, enough income coming in to replace your paycheck, or at least be able to make, you know, pay your bills and then some. Make sure you can fit within your budget and have enough income coming in between Social Security. Even if you have a pension, great. But if you don't have a pension, that's okay. You can draw enough income from the rest of your investments to make up for the pension. And you could live comfortably without any worry and factor in inflation. You don't necessarily have to be a millionaire. You know, one of my clients who came in, Ed and Barbara, who, you know, they loved them to death. But he was in 2008. He was stuck on having to have $1 million, and his money was being managed professionally by a major corporation, and this was during the 2008 stock market crash, and he was hearing things like, "Well, Ed, you know, it's a paper loss. If you don't spend it, you don't have to worry about it. Ed, you know, we got time to make it up. You're in it for the long haul. Ed, you know, don't worry. Markets always come back. They rebound." Well, it does. Sometimes it takes 3 and 4 years to rebound, folks. You know, maybe your time horizon is shorter than that. Well, we sat there and helped him. We were able to take that what he had, protect it, and I was able to show him where he had a contractual guarantee growth rate that in 3 years we could draw $60,000 a year from his investments. Guaranteed.
Wow.
And he sat there and said, "Well, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't I do that? Because that's what I needed. I needed that kind of income. That makes sense to me." And we did it in a way to create a check. And, you know, he didn't have to get all the way back up to the dollar amount he thought he had to get to. So he didn't have to be the millionaire to get the $60,000. That's why you need to sit down and have a complete analysis performed on your portfolio. It's critical. Have you had anything like that done? If you haven't, you're missing out on knowledge. You're missing out on where you're at. You need to know where you're at. Just don't take for granted that everything is okay. You need to know. I had a couple who came in a couple weeks ago, and they thought they were in pretty good shape. And he said he came back in this week, and he's a client of ours now. And he says, "You know, Mark, I have to be honest with you. When I came in, I didn't think I had any problems, but you were able to point out some things I wasn't aware of, and you were able to show me things that I never had an opportunity or a way to even find out. I don't have the software you had to be able to figure it out. And you were able to show this to me." His name is Joe. And I said, Joe, "That's why we do what we do. Because we want to be able to peel back the layers, peel back and actually show you where you're at. But more importantly, how to fix what these things are happening in your portfolio. Fix this where we can get what? The highest return for the risk we're taking. What? So we can make sure that if you want to retire in a couple years, you can retire comfortably, and we're not gambling and speculating with your money between now and then so that you can't retire when you want to retire. And what else? To make sure as long as we live, there's going to be money to draw from where we're not going to gamble and speculate it away." And that's what people are looking for. But you know what? He says, "Mark," he says, "I took a long time to decide to pick up the phone and call, but I really am so thankful that I did. It was the best decision I ever made." And I'm telling you what, Ron, that made me feel really good because that gave me the true purpose of why we do what we do. We create a purpose-driven financial plan, but I also have a purpose-driven practice where the reason why we do what we do, and he just reassured me of everything we've been doing all these years, this is why we do it. But you know what? He had to answer the call. So for all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, we're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
800-749-4288. 800-749-4288 is your number to call to get in touch and to arrange a visit to the Lloyd Group. Come in and have a conversation with Mark and his outstanding team there at the Lloyd Group. 800-749-4288. Absolutely no obligation, no cost. Just call the number. Go ahead and stop procrastinating. Go ahead and make it happen, and you can get a good result like so many of these other folks that you've been hearing about on the show. 800-749-4288. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Mark Lloyd, your Financial Symphony Maestro, and you're listening to the Financial Symphony.
What you don't often see is what it took to get to that stage. Hours and hours of practice, the traveling, the critics, the improvement. All those little details happen in the background without us noticing. And you know what? Your financial maestro puts together a financial plan for you in much the same way. They make the process easy for you on the surface, and you'll get to marvel at the finished product, your plan. But don't forget about the all-important details and effort that are going on in the background to craft your financial masterpiece. And remember that your plan should be a thing of beauty. Come visit with your financial maestro, Mark Lloyd, serving the Atlanta area. Call 800-749-4288. 800-749-4288.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
Thanks for joining us for the Financial Symphony today. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, you know, is not only a music lover, he's a performer. I mean, Mark's a musician. And, you know, Mark, I wish I could play some instruments and perform the way you do at the keyboard and singing and everything else that you do. But, man, that's really admirable.
I've been doing it all my life, so it's one of those kind of things at 55, I just can't stop.
You certainly
just
can't.
Just don't want to stop yet.
Yeah. And, you know, the fun thing about doing this show with you is the fact that we tie everything into music. We tie music and finances together, and we're going to have a good time with this conversation here today. You know this as well as anybody. There are certain songs that pretty much everybody knows the words to, and I'm just wondering how many you might be able to think of from the perspective of somebody who's on stage a lot and this sort of thing. Happy Birthday would be one. Everybody knows mm-hmm. that. Star Spangled Banner. Hopefully everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about some other songs, some, you know, secular tunes that are out there that everybody knows. One would be My Girl by The Temptations.
Yeah, it's exactly the first one that came to my mind. You beat me to it.
Sorry about that. But
that's okay. Yeah, you know, it's a typical wedding, you know, a wedding song, played it for many, many years, but everybody knows that song. You know, it's a classic,
mm-hmm.
you know, and of course, a lot of Christmas songs, you know, during the Christmas season, we all know those songs because we've had them in our lives since we were little kids, and we hear them every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got 6 grandchildren and the grandbabies, you know, for them to be able to say their ABCs, that's a song, the ABCs.
True. Can you think of any other songs that were like hit records at one time?
Well, you know, there's some out there that people know because they know the chorus. Mm-hmm. They may not know the verse, but they know the chorus.
Yeah.
Like Hey Jude, All You Need Is Love, a lot of Beatle classics.
Sure.
I've Got Friends in Low Places.
Oh, that's I love that tune. That tune will get everybody in a good mood when you play that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about
Margaritaville?
Yeah. What about Don't Stop Believing? Everybody knows the chorus to that, I think. Born to Be Wild. That's another one, you know?
Yep, there's some good ones out there. They're classics.
Yeah. Can you think of any others?
Well, you know, I was thinking about another one, God Bless America. You know, we would know that one. You know, the patriotic songs. We said Star Spangled Banner earlier.
Yeah.
So, you know, my little two-year-old granddaughter was singing for me, Jesus Loves Me.
Yeah, sure.
And at the end of Jesus Loves Me, she goes, the Bible tells me, instead of going, so, like in a note, she goes, so, and it kind of sounded a little grunge.
Well, it was a modern spin on it, I guess.
I guess so.
But, you know, in the financial world, there's also a song that everybody knows the words to. Unfortunately, most people seem to forget the words when it's most important. The lyrics go something like this, Mark. Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
Can you help us learn from that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a classic. Buy low, sell high should be the paramount of prudent investing, right? That should be what we do. But you know what's really sad is that sometimes our emotion gets the best of us, and you know, and we feel like when the market is taking a dip, that's when we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, you know, and you can coach to the cows come home. If you don't, if your fear takes over. Because maybe you shouldn't be in the market to begin with. I mean, prudent investing is buy low, sell high. You got to understand that you're in it. Here's another one. You're in it for the long haul. You're in it for the long haul. Yeah. Now, that could be good or bad. You know, it could be that if you have a bad plan, you might hear a broker out here say you're in it for the long haul, but there's no solution, right?
Yeah.
It's just bad on bad.
Yeah.
I had a couple come in that a broker made a bad decision on them, and in a short period of time, here we are with the market hitting all record highs, and that particular client's lost $11,000 in a $200,000 account, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, why did that broker recommend that at a time like this? I mean, it's just there's common investor mistakes that happen all the time. I don't like the words "you're in it for the long haul" when you're in a bad investment strategy. That's why it's important to have your investment strategy, you know, looked at and evaluated and checkups. Just like you go to the doctor for a checkup, you need to have a checkup on your investment strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. You ready for this one?
Yep.
You know, I'm quoting Warren Buffett here.
Okay.
Rule number one: never lose money.
Yeah.
Rule number two, never forget rule number one.
Makes
That's
sense.
A classic right
yeah,
there.
It really is, yeah.
So, and, you know, everybody knows that, you know, so, you know, like most folks, investing habits reflect it. So you know, you got to be invested prudently. You have to make sure that you're making the right decisions in your investment plan. So what are we talking about? Well, you know, common sense. You need to be diversified. Don't have all of your eggs in one basket. You know, so, you know, that's a common statement. I'm telling you these statements as we talk about investing every week, right?
Yeah, they're just
don't
coming in your
have
head.
All of your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, you don't even have to think about it. Yeah,
yeah, they just come naturally. But it's important. What do I mean by that when I say that? It's not about owning a bunch of stuff. It's about owning different kinds of stuff. It's, you know, you need to have big company stocks. You need to have small company stocks. You need to have value stocks on sale. That's how, you know, Warren Buffett's made becoming a gazillionaire. He buys stuff on sale. He doesn't buy it when it's overvaluated. He buys it when it's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
You got to buy some international out there. Emerging markets had double digit gains last year. If you weren't in it, you couldn't win it. There's another statement right there.
You got to be in it.
If you're not in it, you can't win it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, right.
But this, you know, I could give you the one-liners just to kind of make an impact, but it all comes down to A, do you really know how you're invested? B, are you getting the most reward for the risk you're taking? Are you getting the highest return you can get for the risk you're taking? Right now, your portfolio should be going up. They should be going up. But how much should they be going up? based on what's happening in this market right now, where we've got a market that is taken off based on hope, based on speculation, based on what might be. Might be. What am I talking about? Lower taxes, lower corporate taxes, incentives for businesses to stay, build in the USA here. There, things on a geopolitical area that it should be helping big companies, helping manufacturers, helping stock down the road. Lower corporate taxes mean higher stock returns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's going to pass on to higher stock earnings. So right now, it's important to be getting the highest reward, the highest return for the risk you're taking. Now, what if you're in a situation where you're closer to retirement? Well, that, you still need to grow, but you need to grow methodically. And what I mean by that is you need to make sure that you've got the downside volatility, the downside risk under control. The last thing you want to have happen is the market tank or the market take a major dip right before you're ready to retire and start drawing income, because you're going to have a smaller pot to draw income from. That's why it's important to be working with folks that know how to manage the volatility, who know how to take advantage of the ups and downs of the market, who know how to create income, who know how to do things in a tax-efficient way, who knows how to look out for all the what-ifs out here. What ifs? Well, what ifs like healthcare issues? What ifs like taxes? What ifs like managing your risk and volatility? What ifs like how much money can I really take? What if I need more? Well, you need to know how much the max is you should be able to take per year without the fear of running out of money. Ron, you know as well as I do. We've been doing this a long time together. The biggest financial concern that most folks, when they call into the show, by far, is I'm concerned about running out of money.
Absolutely, yeah. It's everybody's number one fear.
Number one fear. So doesn't it make sense that you would have a report, an analysis, a roadmap put together so that you can make sure that fear doesn't happen to you, especially if you're really close to retirement? We get a lot of callers calling in that's 2, 3, 4, 5 years away from retirement. That's the retirement red zone. You need to know where you stand. This is the most important decision you could ever make, is when to retire, and to know that you could retire comfortably without the fear of running out of money, without losing sleep over this, without worry, without stress. Well, it's real simple, folks. You've got to act. Are you willing to take the next step? And that's spend an hour of your time. All you got to do is just pick up the phone right now and just give us a call. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-749-4288. Once again, 800-749-4288.
Johnny Cash's estate was approached by an advertising company asking permission to use Ring of Fire on an ad for hemorrhoid cream. The request was refused. On a similar note, here at the Financial Symphony, we requested that Johnny Cash's estate allow us to use Folsom Prison Blues as our theme song. That request was also refused. But keep listening anyway.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Pretty woman, I feel good.
The moments that make up a dull day.
Thank you so much for listening to the Financial Symphony today. I'm Ron Stutz. I have the distinct pleasure of being on the show with Mark Lloyd every week. And Mark, let's go to our greatest hits segment today. Maybe you could tell us about a time that you worked with a client who had a really bad experience with an advisor in the past before they met you, and then it took them a while to trust you just because of that unfortunate experience.
Well, unfortunately, there's too many of those stories. There really is. And I'm not talking about Bernie Madoff stories, because those stories, as horrific as they are, you know, people stealing money, that's, you know, that is the scum of the earth as far as I'm concerned. People that steal folks' money. But the bottom line is, it doesn't have to necessarily be someone stealing your money. Bad advice could be hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be that you're not getting the proper attention that you need to be getting. You know, maybe somebody hasn't been thorough enough. Maybe somebody has just said, here's my credentials, here's what I do, and trust me, and you know, we want your money. If that's what you're getting from your financial advisor, can I just say that, you know, you're trusting way too much. You need to know details. You need to know exactly why the advisors you're working with are recommending what they're recommending. You say, well, Mark, I don't have a finance degree. Well, that's okay. One thing we put a lot of pride in is being able to explain things to our folks where we keep the financial speak to a minimum. So you know that show that Jeff Foxworthy hosted, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, I've seen that a few times.
I've set this, I basically set my program up to where we can explain it to you so simple that, you know, if you had a fifth grade education, you're going to understand it.
Sure.
And the reason why I'm doing it, not to belittle anybody who, you know, I've got folks who have masters in finance coming here, and I love talking to them. But there's so many folks out here that are so overwhelmed, they're so nervous, they don't know what questions to ask, so they don't call. They don't try to fix it because they're overwhelmed by it. Can I just tell you, if you're listening out here today, please, please don't be nervous. Don't worry, because we know how to ask the questions where it's just simple. It's just talking very, very, very plainly and just having a chat and asking you some easy questions about how you feel about things, about concerns that you might have, about where what do you want to do? What do you want retirement to look like? When would you like to retire? What are some of the activities you enjoy doing? I mean, these aren't finance questions. These are questions to try to, for us to get a picture of what your lifestyle is all about. Why is that important? Because when you retire, another name for retirement, permanent unemployment. There's no more paycheck.
That's right.
You got to make up the paycheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we really want to take advantage of retirement and maybe do the things that we didn't have an opportunity to do years ago. Maybe it's traveling more. I had one of my clients who's getting ready to retire in 2 months, and he just can't wait to go out this summer, take advantage and go on a European cruise. Right now is a really good time to do it because the euro versus the dollar. Now I am talking finance talk. But the thing about it is, I'm looking at the joy in their heart, knowing that he's getting ready to retire and they can do something that's been on their bucket list for years. But you know what's really cool, Ron? You know what's really cool?
What's that?
They've got the money to do it. Because we've put a plan together a long time ago, they have the money to do it. They've got the extra income. You know, what we do for a living, we bring so much joy in our life just helping people like you have joy in your life. But you got to act. You got to pick up the phone. You got to call to see where you're at. It's important that you take an hour of your time invest an hour of your time into seeing exactly where you're at. So pick up the phone. Here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy to understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-749-4288. Once again, 800-749-4288.
Pete Townsend has smashed more than 90 guitars in his Who career, including at least 23 Fender Stratocasters, 12 Gibson Les Pauls, and 21 Gibson SGs. And our local financial maestros all around the country have smashed the fees in hundreds of portfolios to save their clients thousands of dollars. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. My name is Ron Stutz, and the star of our show, of course, is Mark Lloyd at the Lloyd Group. Mark is the go-to guy when it comes to anything having to do with money, and his phone number, you can get in touch by calling 800-749-4288. That's 800-749-4288. Call that number, come in, have a conversation about your situation, and I mentioned that Mark is the go-to guy, and by that I mean that anytime anybody wants any advice or any information about what's happening in the markets, what's happening financially, Mark Lloyd is the guy they call on. You see him on Fox 5 Atlanta all the time. He's on Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger Finance, whatever the authority, so to speak, is, they always go to Mark Lloyd to get the straight answer. And Mark, of course, well-regarded and nationally recognized, not only here in the Atlanta area, but all over the country, people know him. He has a reputation that you can certainly take advantage of because you know you can trust Mark Lloyd and you can always get the straight answer, even if it's not what you want to hear. He's going to tell you the truth, and that's what people want. 800-749-4288 is your number to call to get in touch, to come in and sit down and have a conversation. Mark, let's talk about Social Security. You ready?
Oh, yeah. This is a hot topic, too, because I have clients all the time coming up to Social Security age, and they're like, Mark, when is the best time for me to take it? 62, 66, 67, age 70? And I love sitting down and going over the different options with them. Yes, I love to talk about Social Security.
Well, there are lots of myths flying around about Social Security, and I thought maybe we could talk about just a few of these here. Myth number one is what you just mentioned. There is a perfect time to start collecting Social Security, and I know enough from talking to you every week that that is certainly not the case.
No. It would be nice if it was that simple, you know, perfect answer for everybody.
Sure.
But the fact is that everyone's situation is different. And that's where my joy comes in. You know, I've said it many times on the show. Imagine a three-legged stool. We got one leg, which is Social Security, one leg, which is our pension, if we have one. A third leg, which is what cash flow we can pull from our investments. And when to turn on that Social Security is critical in order for that stool to be stable and not be lopsided and cockeyed, right? So, you know, factors like your additional factors like family situation, your health, Yeah, I mean, if you've got poor health and maybe you have a family situation, you know, you're in your genes, you don't see a lot of longevity, you know, well, we probably may not recommend waiting to age 70 to turn it on because there's a break-even point. We have to kind of factor that in. And I love being able to show my clients where that break-even point is, whether you take it early or take it late. On the other hand, if you take it at age 62, it might be a mistake because you don't want to be taxed on it. You don't want to lose part of it if you're continuing to work part-time or work full-time. So you need to know what that threshold is. There's a lot of information out here that you need to know and questions you need answered. And by the way, when we sit down and do a complete Social Security optimization report, sometimes we're giving you the answers because you didn't even know to ask the questions.
Well, here's another myth that's floating around about Social Security, and I know you hear this all the time from talking to folks. Social Security is going to run out of money, so you ought to grab everything you can right now.
And I've always answered this same question because we've had this question come into the show for years. I've always answered this. If you take a look at the financial stability of Social Security, you know, it's funded all the way up to 2033. But come on, let's be real. Congress is not going to let Social Security go away one day. That's political suicide. Yep. And they have to keep their jobs. That's why they're called politicians. They're living off of us, the taxpayers. And they don't want to make the taxpayers angry. So, you know, are they going to make tweaks and changes? Probably. You know, I'm a baby boomer, and there's baby boomers right now that are tapping into Social Security. I'm still a baby boomer at age 55. And the bottom line is my age group, my bracket is going to be kicking in and drawing from Social Security, and it's going to put more stress on Social Security. I get that. So what will they do? They'll probably tweak it. There's a lot of areas they can tweak. First of all, for big income earners, they cap out how much you're taxed on Social Security. Mm-hmm. Well, they just raise the threshold so big income earners are going to pay more taxes on Social Security. That's going to help, you know, fund Social Security longer. What if when you take your Social Security check, there wasn't any cost of living increases? Well, that would make Social Security last longer because right now there is a nominal cost of living increase based on the CPI, Consumer Price Index. And when inflation kicks in, they kick in a higher Social Security check. But there's a lot of pension checks out here today, Ron, that don't have a cost of living increase. And there's nothing saying they wouldn't do that to Social Security. What if they just raise the age that you take it?
Yeah.
Just a couple years. I mean, I just gave you three examples of how you stretch out Social Security. And before it'll just flat out go away, I'm sure that they'll do something like that first, or maybe even come up with some better idea. Maybe if we just have a better economy and all of our payroll goes up and our earnings go up and we're funding it that way. You know, every time we have FICA taken out of our check, we're funding Social Security. So if our income goes up through the years, you know, Social Security makes more money too.
Well, as you said, most important thing is getting reelected, right?
Yeah. In their eyes, I don't know about what we think.
No, we don't think that way. But finally, a myth. I just wanted to throw this one out too. Some people think that decisions about Social Security have nothing whatsoever to do with other financial considerations, and that's simply not true.
No, Social Security is deeply entwined with other decisions you make about your retirement planning. Like we said earlier, if you expect to work into your late 60s but want to supplement your income with Social Security, then you have to consider the potential impact of how much income you can earn without forfeiting benefits. You know, if for every $2 you make over the threshold, they're taking a dollar of the Social Security away. I mean, these are things you need to take in consideration. Similarly, when it comes to taxes, your decisions regarding withdrawals of your IRAs and your 401ks, that can affect how much of your Social Security benefits will be taxed. So there's a lot of factors you have to take in consideration. But again, like I said earlier, this is why we do what we do. We love taking, you know, this one part of your retirement and say, what is the optimal Social Security check time for you? When is the optimal time to turn it on? When does it make sense based on what? Your unique particular situation. And by just coming in and having an overall review done, we can look and see exactly when it's time to come on. And that's just one part of what we do. In addition to looking at Social Security, we're looking at how are you going to be able to draw income at retirement. We're looking at how your investments are structured to make sure that you're getting the highest return for the risk you're taking and that your risk matches when you're going to retire, your time horizon. We look at all of that. And you know what it's going to cost you, folks? Absolutely nothing. Not one red cent. Nothing. Let me repeat. It's going to cost you absolutely nothing. I don't have to charge for it. I'm not trying to be big-headed or egotistical. I'm telling you a fact. My purpose in life is helping people, and I'm not going to charge for that. If you become a client of mine, I can tell you how we get paid later. But I can tell you that you can get this valuable information with no obligation. But you've got to pick up the phone. You got to call. So for all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, get that financial roadmap review performed on your portfolio. Let me go over it one more time. The value that you can get when you come in and get that and you visit one of our neighborhood offices. Again, it's called the financial roadmap. And it's called the financial roadmap for a reason, because the first thing we do is we create a financial picture of what your situation is right now. Some people say, Mark, that's too simple. Well, no, it's not too simple. It's sometimes the first discussion that you have to have with one of our teammates here at the Lloyd Group and Lloyd Advisory Services, where you get a clear picture of exactly where you stand. You get our recommendations. We're going to give you some recommendations on how maybe you can better things. We're going to list the concerns right on our financial roadmap. We're going to show you the concerns that we feel are there. We can tell you exactly what we think you should be doing to improve your situation. And obviously, you can be the judge of whether or not you want to act on it or not. There's no pressure here. Literally no pressure. It is very educational. In addition to receiving that financial plan as part of the financial roadmap, we give you a retirement income projection. Are you going to be okay for the rest of your life? Do I have to worry about whether or not I'm going to run out of money? And maybe more importantly, what rate of return will you need to make on your money in order for that to be okay, in order for you not have to worry about that? We'll do that for you. We're going to also add a stress test of your portfolio, not moving it over to our firm, but just looking exactly all the pieces that you have, maybe many, many different accounts, crunching them all together, back testing it through times of crisis, maybe like we're in right now in our country. Some people say the next crash is imminent. Who knows? We don't know. No one knows when that's going to happen, but it's so important to have things stable and to have things protected that in case it does happen. But we don't want to abandon the market, because the market's where we get growth as well. We're going to give you alternatives so that we can deleverage, de-risk your portfolio. How about that? De-risk it. It's all part of our financial roadmap review. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, that call in at 1-800-749-4288, 1-800-749-4288. Thousands of people have taken us up on this offer right here in Atlanta and all throughout the suburbs in our neighborhood offices. Be sure you're one of the next folks that we're able to help. Call today.
800-749-4288. That's 800-749-4288. We're going to change the name of this show to The Go-To Guy. This is the Financial Symphony. Mark Lloyd is your go-to guy. Anything having to do with money, call this number. 800-749-4288. Come in and have a conversation about your retirement situation, your hopes and dreams, and make sure that you don't run out of money. Make sure you don't outlive it, and make sure you can be stress-free in your retirement years. 800-749-4288. That'll put you in touch with Mark Lloyd and the folks at the Lloyd Group. And we would certainly appreciate if you get in touch, because Mark would love to get to know you. Mark, it's been a pleasure being on the show today. I feel as if you've reached a lot of people out there, and you're going to be getting a lot of phone calls.
Well, we're here to help you. Don't feel obligated, but pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions and help you any way we can. We enjoy doing this, and we love hearing from you.
This has been the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Mark Lloyd.
information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.